Representative, let's get right to the budget. The Alaska Senate passed its version of the state operating budget yesterday. What do you make of it?
Well, hello, Renee, and to all the listeners on the Kenai Peninsula. And so, the Senate passed their budget last night and came over to us. We rejected that budget and appointed a conference committee in case they choose, and they will choose, not to recede from their amendments. But the differences are pretty stark. I mean, they have about $97 million less in agency operations and $32 million less in statewide operations, but they fund an extra $119 million to oil and gas tax credits.
Is there anything you feel willing to compromise on or give up on when it comes to the budget?
Oh, there will always be compromises. This is a process that goes on every year, but we don't know what those will be until we sit down with the Senate, in conference and go over all the items and see what mix and match we can agree on.
The scheduled last day of the session, Sunday, marks 90-day limit. I believe it's fair to say that the legislature will miss that deadline, but the Alaska Constitution allows sessions to go to 121 days. When do you expect the legislative session to end?
Well, we're definitely hoping before the constitutional limit, and we'd much rather that be sooner rather than later. There are some big negotiations. I mean, if the Medicaid portion doesn't come, that means dentists that are providing Medicaid dental work and the clinics and behavioral health and the hospital wouldn't get reimbursed. And so they're big items that we have to figure out. There's also the item of the Senate in their education bill, which we really don't have, but it's tied together. Really wants a structured draw in the SB 26 worked out. So there's a whole lot of pieces on the table.
What do you expect to accomplish in the remaining days of the session?
Well, things are happening. For some of the people on the Lower Peninsula had talked to me for quite a while about industrial hemp, and the governor just signed that bill yesterday, so that it allows a new agricultural product to be grown, and so that should be good for folks there. In the House this last week, we passed the community seed libraries. It was kind of illegal to give other folks seeds unless they were certified seeds, and this sets the limits on that and all. We've got about five more bills that are looking at getting rid of some of what are called indirect expenditures. In other words, there's either tax credits or those kinds of things that actually cost us money because we reduce fees or give exemptions, and so we're getting rid of a number of those. We are looking at forward funding of education, and we'll see how that compromise goes as well.
Well, Representative Seaton, that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Good to see you, and hopefully we'll get home soon.